Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So have you filed your tax returns yet for last year? I've got friends who, beginning of January, man, they are on it. They are ready for their refunds. And some of them are a little distressed, and it makes me question whether they can do math or not. Pete Sepp is the president of the National Taxpayers Union. And Pete, I'm glad to have you here. Am I being nasty about that?
No, I'm afraid not. And while it's difficult to do math this early in the morning, we need to pay attention to what's actually happening. Okay, preliminary data for the first few weeks of the tax filing season suggests that the average tax refund is down by less than 10%. What does that mean? Well, I'll tell you what it doesn't mean. It doesn't mean that people are getting a tax increase, as Senator Kamala Harris recently asserted. She got four Pinocchios from the Washington Post's fact checkers for making that assertion. The fact is, 90% of Americans received a tax reduction from the 2017 law. That's not the Trump administration saying it. It's the Liberal Tax Policy Center at the Brookings Institution. What's happening here is that withholding in paychecks was naturally adjusted in 2018 to reflect the lower tax rates. People got parts of their tax refund in their paychecks
instead of
this year.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that's the key thing. You've seen a slight increase. I mean, I have. I'm assuming other people have noticed that they've got a little bit more money every 2 weeks when the paycheck clears. And ultimately, that means that's money that wasn't withheld.
Correct. And another thing about this is we are talking about a few weeks of statistics. Mm-hmm. Compared to last filing season, refunds are down slightly. But this filing season is a lot different. For one thing, we've just come off a government shutdown. IRS employees are still getting back into the rhythm of processing returns and refunds. Mm-hmm. For another thing, the IRS helpline is doing dismally this year. So there are probably taxpayers out there with a lot of questions about filing their returns. They're not getting through on the phone. The answer rate is only 48% right now.
Really?
Which means there are people waiting to file who may have very large refunds who will bring that refund average back up. They just haven't put in their returns yet.
What's the problem with the refund line? They don't have enough people?
Well, I think that's what the problem is. Plus, frankly, the tax cut law didn't necessarily simplify things for a lot of filers. It did for some, but for others, there are an abundance of questions. The IRS has had to train people, and they're very slow to respond.
Yeah, so every call probably takes more effort to resolve the problem. Well, that's a practical issue for anybody who's trying to do this on their own. Do you think, real quick before we got to go, do you think that the professional tax people who are out there who help individual citizens file their forms and businesses file their forms, are they up to speed on all of the changes, or are we finding that there's a disparity between those who really are read in and those who are still trying to figure it out?
I think there's a bit of a disparity, but really they're as up to speed as they can possibly be in the absence of further guidance from the Treasury. You know, passing a tax law is one thing. Making up all the rules and regulations to back up that law is quite another. And frankly, the Treasury has been slow to do that. So there are still gaps in the understanding of how this whole thing works.
Interesting. All right, Pete Sepp, president of the National Taxpayers Union. It's good to, you know, try to put that in perspective for people who may be frustrated. Is go back and do the math over the whole year might help you not be as upset. Thanks, Pete.
Always a pleasure.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.